Good afternoon. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Tom Levine. It is currently 81 in Fairfield. Looking for a high today of 85. A chance for rain tomorrow. I'll have more on the forecast after the news. An episode of Investigation Discovery's show Nightmare Next Door that aired on Thursday night featured a local case. The episode, titled Into the Woods, recounted the 2012 murders of Jessica Evans, 17, of Nora City, and Jacob Wheeler, 22, of Carmine. The episode is available for download on Amazon.com. The episode will also air on Investigation Discovery at 3 p.m. tomorrow. Danny Costin of Carmine is serving a 53-year sentence for the murders. He was convicted in August of 2013 of murdering Evans and Wheeler. He was also convicted of criminal sexual assault for raping Evans. Evans and Wheeler were reported missing August 26th of 2012 after they failed to return home from a fishing and camping trip on the Little Wabash River in rural White County. Evans' body was found the next day about a mile and a half from the couple's fishing site, while Wheeler's body was found at a remote location in Wayne County. A few hours later, Costin was taken into custody. WFIW News time is 12:17.
Reset your watch to Island Time and kick back with the exotic taste of pineapple and mandarin orange or ruby red citrus palm breeze sparkling spirits from JJ's Package Store. Unwind with Smirnoff Ice Watermelon Mimosa, Coors Light Citrus Rattler, Samuel Adams Porch Rocker, or Mini Coronas, Miller Lights, or Natty Lights. It's like a tropical escape for your mouth. When you pour a glass of paradise from your festive occasion station, JJ's Package Store, West Delaware in Fairfield.
We have the latest furniture trends in florals, geometrics, focal, hide, and 50 shades of gray at Rush Appliance. We have a queen-size black slave bed for only $399, the Duck Dynasty Camouflage Furniture Collection, LG TVs, the new Mini-Max travel-friendly Big Green Egg, and more. Big Green Egg pet mitts, barbecue sauce, salt and pepper shakers, and accessories start at just $13. Come see our great selection of football, baseball, basketball, horse, and turquoise retro lamps, too, at Rush Appliance and Furniture Company in downtown Fairfield.
There's still quite a bit of mowing to be done this year before the season's over, and Leland's Mower in rural Carmine has some great deals on snapper mowers. Leland's Mower carries a full line of snapper mowers for residential and commercial use, from a snapper push mower to a huge 72-inch zero-turn snapper. Leland's also carries a full line of Echo leaf blowers and chainsaws. For the best service around, make it Leland's Mower, 2 miles east of Epworth Road on County Road 1400 North in rural Carmine. Fairfield City Council will meet in regular session Tuesday night at 6 o'clock in the council chambers of City Hall. On the agenda is the designation of streets as one-way between FCHS and Center Street, the awarding of bids for a truck for the filter plant and one for the power plant, and the council will seek bids for the sale of a Gravely mower. The council will also look into a Durapatch pothole patching system, and Frontier Community College student housing is also on the agenda. Gavilan Grain and Browns, the Edwards County Farm Bureau Young Leaders, and Wabash Valley Service Company conducted the 8th Annual Edwards County Corn Yield Survey on Thursday, August 20th. The results are an estimated 2015 county corn average of 151.51 bushels per acre. Dixon Township was the lowest with 111.74 bushels per acre. Albion was the highest with an estimate of 172 bushels per acre. The yields we got were varied based on the soil type and amount of moisture that a field received this summer, stated Rebecca Perry, Edwards County Farm Bureau. Overall, those involved in the yield survey really liked the quality and quantity of the corn they found. The survey was conducted by randomly picking 6 fields in each township and 8 from Shelby due to its size, and then taking 3 samples from each field. 50 fields were checked and 2 fields were zeroed out due to failed corn from excessive rain and flooding. A Jefferson County man has been sentenced to more than 17 years in federal prison for making and selling methamphetamine. Robert A. Tate, 31, of Mount Vernon, was sentenced Thursday in U.S. District Court. Prosecutors say the crimes occurred in 2013 and 14 in Jefferson County. In addition to the 17-and-a-half-year prison sentence, Tate was also sentenced to 3 years of supervised release and fined $200. If you are wondering about this very lengthy and well-deserved sentence, I would simply say that methamphetamine is a killer and destroyer of lives, and those who sell it do so knowing that they are killing people in the community. If you think about making or selling methamphetamine, please think about spending a good part of your life behind federal bars, noted United States Attorney Stephen Wigington. The Joint Narcotics Unit of the Mount Vernon Police Department and Jefferson County Sheriff's Office handled the investigation. Centralia Police released details after a robbery and shooting incident occurred Friday morning in Centralia. Police say that they were notified of the robbery at the Nifty Swifties gas station when a holdup alarm sounded around 7 a.m. An employee told officers the suspect demanded money and made a gesture inferring he had a weapon. However, no weapon was seen. The suspect fled west on foot with an undetermined amount of money. Detectives released a description of the suspect as a black male wearing a black shirt and blue jeans. He's 5 feet 11 inches tall, of medium build. An attempt to track the suspect with the canine unit was unsuccessful. About an hour and a half later, police began receiving multiple reports of gunshots fired in the area of South Poplar and East 6th Street in Centralia. Several shell casings were found around the intersection. State Police Crime Scene Investigation Unit was contacted and processed the scene. While officers were on the scene, a male arrived on foot claiming to have been the target of the shooting. He reported a vehicle pulled up to the stop sign at the intersection. A black male, who he didn't know, stepped out of the passenger side and started shooting. The victim ran away from the area. No one has been reported struck by a bullet. Centralia police say the two incidents do not appear to be related to each other or to any of the other recent incidents involving gunfire that have been reported in the city of Centralia. WFIW News Time is 12:22.
We hit area neighborhoods to find parents of middle schoolers and share some important information.
1 in 3 eighth graders in Illinois say that they could easily drink alcohol without their parents even knowing about it.
No, I didn't know that. That's incredible.
Eighth grade. That's not good.
The Illinois Social Host Law makes parents responsible for whatever happens in their home as a result of kids drinking. That could mean jail time and big fines. Do you know where your liquor is at home? Your kids do. Learn more about the law today.
Funded by the ILCC through a DHS grant provided by SAMHSA.
Hey folks, it's summertime and that means you need good tires. That's why I go to Dan's Tire in Carmine. Not only does he have great prices, Dan's will rotate them free for you. Don't forget that Dan's will service your tire in the field or on the road. Dan is always ready to answer the phone and has someone standing by to take care of you. That's Dan's Tire, East Main, Carmine. 382-8944. For 24-hour service, call 382-8848.
The annual Xenia Volunteer Firemen's Fish Fry and Dance is being held today with events taking place around the Xenia Grade School. Food is being served now until midnight. There will be 3 gun raffles with the drawing at 11 p.m. Bounce houses for the kids. There'll be a flea market, Power and Grace, and other activities started at 11 o'clock. Road rally registration at John Boy Saloon in Flora is underway. Takeoff time is 1 o'clock, and they will end at the fish fry. There will be a washer tournament at the fish at Xenia at 1 o'clock. The Little Mr. and Miss Fish Fry Pageant and Cornhole Tournament begin at 4. Road rally judging is from 5 to 6. Cakewalk begins at 6. Bingo is from 7 to 9 in the school gym. Children's pictures with Max the Fire Dog will be available from 7 to 7:30. There will be a free movie in the park for children, which starts at 8. The Firebox Band featuring bluegrass music will perform at 8 o'clock and run till 11. And then the 161 Band will feature rock music, and they'll be on another stage from 9 to midnight. Frontier Community College will have its first ever Bobcats volleyball game Thursday, August 27th at Fairfield Community High School. The community is encouraged to attend the game and meet the Bobcats. Starting at 4:30 on Thursday, Frontier Community College staff will be grilling pork burgers outside of the FCHS gymnasium. At 5:30, team introductions will take place for both volleyball and softball players and their parents. At 6:30, the Bobcats will play their first home volleyball game against the Southwestern Illinois Community College Blue Storm from Belleville. Public is encouraged to attend and cheer on the Bobcats on Thursday. Admission is $1 or free if you're wearing a Bobcat t-shirt. The Frontier Community College Bookstore sells Bobcat apparel and is open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 4:30. Longtime Secretary of State Jesse White says he will not run for a sixth term. White says he'll stay active in the Democratic Party and has no preference as to who replaces him. He says he just wants them to commit to the job and the responsibility that goes with it. "This is my last tour of duty," White said. "I served in the military not once, not twice, but three times. I completed my last tour of duty with the military, and now I'm completing my last tour of duty in the political arena." White made the announcement at Democrat Day at the Illinois State Fair in Springfield. He's been in his current role since 1999. Before that, he served nearly two decades as a state lawmaker. Health officials say this year's first patient with West Nile virus in Illinois is an adolescent girl who lives in St. Clair County. The Illinois Department of Public Health reported the case on Wednesday. Health Department Director Nirav Shah says the diagnosis is a good reminder to wear insect repellent and to take other precautions. Health officials also suggest staying indoors between dusk and dawn when mosquitoes are most active. West Nile virus can spread to humans through the bite of an infective mosquito. Most people don't have any symptoms, but the virus can cause fever, nausea, and headaches. It can cause severe illness and death in rare cases. Last year, state health officials reported 44 human cases of West Nile in Illinois, including four deaths. A Southern Illinois contractor whose companies were fined nearly $2 million for federal workplace safety violations involving asbestos exposure could face a criminal inquiry. The U.S. Occupational Safety and Health Administration fined Joseph Kierer of Albers, Kierer Brothers Construction, and an affiliated roofing company $1.9 million last week after finding that at least eight Mexican guest workers participating in the H-2B visa program were deprived of required safety equipment while working at an Oakville school. OSHA spokesman Scott Allen told the St. Louis Post-Dispatch that the agency is considering whether to refer the case to the U.S. Justice Department for possible criminal charges. OSHA alleges that Kierer threatened fire workers who would then be deported if they talked to investigators. Companies can appeal the federal decision. A Chicago man has entered a guilty plea to charges he mailed a series of bomb threats to officials at Southern Illinois University at Carbondale. Derek DeJuan Burns, 22, will be sentenced on December 8th in U.S. District Court at Benton. He faces up to 10 years in prison. In pleading guilty to four separate charges of willfully making a bomb threat, Burns admitted that he made a series of bomb threats and threats of violence directed towards students at Southern Illinois University Carbondale, as well as faculty and staff members. FBI officials said the threats were made on October 12th of 2012, October 15th, 2012, and October 1st of 2013. Three of the letters were entitled "The War on SIU." Investigators said that each letter was addressed to a combination of SIU staff, students, SIU police, and the FBI, and threatened bodily harm to employees as well as threats to blow up various campus buildings. At sentencing, Burns faces up to 10 years in federal prison, 3 years of parole, and could be fined up to $250,000. Burns remains in custody of the U.S. Marshals Service pending the December 8th sentencing. Time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. Local producers are being paid $33.75 a barrel for crude oil. That's down 50 cents from yesterday. Turning out area deaths, Lena Milburn, 93, of Fairfield, passed away this morning at Wayfair Nursing Home. Arrangements are pending at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. 90-year-old Macedonia resident Vernon Lavone Keene died early this morning at Hamilton Memorial Nursing and Rehabilitation Center in McLeansboro. Funeral arrangements for Vernon Lavone Keene are pending at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Bruce Merriweather, 53, lifetime resident of Carmi, passed away at Deaconess Hospital in Evansville on Saturday, August the 15th. Bruce is survived by his mother, Kay Merriweather, a sister and brother-in-law, Susan and Gary Keck, a nephew, Laren Q. Keck, all of Carmi, uncles and aunts, Jim and Verla Merriweather of Fairfield, and Charles Frederick and June Downen of Merritt Island, Florida, and Wayne Funkhauser of Fairfield. Funeral services for Bruce R. Merriweather and the Reverend Harold R. Merriweather, 75, both of Carmi, will be held together tomorrow at 3 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Carmi with the Reverend Randy Douglas officiating. Burial will be in the Stokes Chapel Cemetery near Crossville. Visitation is tonight from 4 to 7 at the Campbell Funeral Home in Carmi. Memorial gifts can be given in Bruce's name and can be made to the First United Methodist Church in Carmi and will be accepted at the Campbell Funeral Home in Carmi, who's in charge of all of the arrangements. You've been listening to the Fairfield Area News from the Fairfield Banking Company News Center. WFIW News Time is 12:31.
Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics are growing to meet the needs of Hamilton and White Counties. Our two convenient locations at 1112 Oak Street in Carmi and 611 South Marshall Avenue in McLeansboro offer a full range of family care and diagnostics, including X-ray and lab. And because we know your life is busy, we have extended hours and welcome walk-ins. Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics, the care you need when and where you need it, close to home. For more information, visit us at hmhospital.org.
If you can't grow grass on it, pave it. Pave it with asphalt or concrete from Brent and Bill Edwards at O'Daniel Trucking. Call O'Daniel Trucking for a free estimate. A blacktop or cement driveway is not only visually satisfying, it also adds long-lasting value to your home or business. So for quality workmanship and materials and a problem-free driveway, walkway, garage floor, and more, call O'Daniel Trucking in Carmi at 382-5371 and visit odanieltrucking.com. If you can't grow grass on it, pave it.
The WFIW area weather for today, mostly sunny skies and a high today of 85. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Tonight's low will be around 65. And then tomorrow, cloudy skies, a 60% chance for showers. Tomorrow's high will be around 82. Yeah, outlook for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, sunny skies on Monday and Tuesday. Both days will have high temperatures around 78 with overnight lows near 52. Mostly sunny skies on Wednesday. Wednesday's high will be around 75 with a low of 50. Yesterday in Fairfield, the high temperature was 86. The overnight low has been 57. It's currently 81 in Fairfield. And reporting for WFIW News, I'm Tom Levine.